Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is visiting Canada this week, and the Canadians want to talk about lumber imports. They're still unhappy over a U.S. decision not to respect a ruling made under the North American Free Trade Agreement. Richard Reynolds reports from Toronto.
The last time Condoleezza Rice was to come to Ottawa, she canceled at the last minute. The State Department insisted it was a scheduling conflict, but everyone in Ottawa presumed it was a snub because the Canadian government had decided the week before not to participate in the U.S. ballistic missile defense program. This time around, the tone probably won't be much better. Canadians are still furious over what they believe is an abrogation of NAFTA, the U.S. refusal to three successive rulings under NAFTA that say the U.S. has unfairly slapped duties on imports of softwood lumber from Canada. On the airplane coming to Ottawa, Secretary Rice said that she was hoping to negotiate an end to the dispute, but Prime Minister Paul Martin maintains there will be no negotiations.
That is not negotiable. We're not going to begin with a negotiation on a win. We won that.
When Rice had dinner with the Prime Minister last night, there was a lot more on the plate than just the lumber dispute. The U.S. is concerned about border and other security issues. Canadians are upset that the U.S. wants them to have a passport to cross the border beginning in 2007, something Canadian citizens have never needed, and Canadians are worried about American guns. Canada has very strict gun control laws, but Toronto has seen an explosion in gun violence in recent months. Police believe that nearly all the guns are being smuggled in from south of the border.
The Americans ask us to do things in terms of the border. I think that there is an obligation on their side to work with us to prevent gun smuggling into Canada.
But softwood lumber does remain the biggest irritant in bilateral relations. Martin has been suggesting that he would start running ads in the U.S., pointing out that Americans pay $1,000 more for a new house because of the duty. He has also made suggestions that Canada may favor India or China when it comes to Canada's large oil supplies. This country is the largest provider of crude oil to the U.S. Stephen Clarkson is a political scientist at the University of Toronto.
Martin is trying to get their attention. He's suggesting that there might be consequences if they continue to violate the letter of NAFTA, not just the spirit. And certainly the five-letter word China really gets Americans' attention these days.
The threats over energy are weak, since Canadian law makes it clear that Canada will not play favorites with oil. The U.S. also has certain guarantees under NAFTA regarding energy, which may be why Martin is making these threats. In the end, despite Martin's strong words and calls from many in Canada to retaliate against the U.S., there are now signs that backroom negotiations have already begun in Washington. But Clarkson says that this is the best time to get tough, since he believes that at present, the U.S. has little political credibility in Canada or the rest of the world.
So it's not just a question of disagreeing on Iraq or missile defense. It's almost anything that the Bush administration does is seen to be suspect. So if there were any time for the Canadian government to get tough with the United States, this is it.
Martin took office 18 months ago, promising better relations with the U.S. after they had badly soured under his predecessor. But today, Clarkson and most experts here believe that relations are just as bad as they were under Jean Chrétien. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Toronto.